The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jackie Marino for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Nutrition News. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Quick Studies, a snapshot of the latest research on diet, exercise, and more. Blood pressure and memory. Can keeping a lid on blood pressure cut your risk of memory loss? Researchers examined MRI brain scans of 458 participants age 50 or older in the landmark SPRINT trial, which found that lowering systolic blood pressure to under 120 intensive treatment group led to a lower risk of heart attacks, strokes, and heart failure than lowering pressure to under 140, the standard treatment group. Over the four-year trial, the intensive group had a smaller increase in white matter lesions and a larger increase in cerebral blood flow in several vulnerable brain regions compared to the standard group. White matter lesions and reduced cerebral blood flow are linked to dementia and cognitive decline. What to do? Aim for a systolic blood pressure under 120 using diet, drugs, or both to protect your heart and maybe your memory. Gummies go overboard. Taking melatonin gummies to fall asleep? You may be getting more than you think. Researchers analyzed 25 gummies that, according to their labels, each contained a dose between 1 and 10 milligrams, typically 3 to 5 milligrams, of melatonin. Only 3 turned out to be within 10% of what the label claimed. Most had 14 to 70% more. One brand had 10.4 milligrams instead of 3 milligrams. Another had none. What to do? Melatonin is a supplement, not a drug, so don't assume that labels are accurate. And keep all supplements away from children. Calls to U.S. Poison Control Centers about mostly unintentional melatonin ingestion in kids were linked to 27,795 emergency department and clinic visits, 4,097 hospitalizations, 287 intensive care unit admissions, and 2 deaths between 2012 and 2021. A mere 0.1 to 0.3 milligrams of melatonin raises blood levels to the normal range in young adults. Eat dairy. Feel more full? People ate no less at breakfast or lunch after drinking a 250-calorie beverage with 24 grams of protein from dairy, whey, or casein than after drinking a similar beverage with plant, pea or soy, protein powder. Post-beverage appetite varied slightly, but not by plant versus animal protein. The study was funded by a dairy company. What to do? Don't assume that dairy protein makes you feel fuller longer than plant protein, or that any protein boosts satiety. Sugar on the brain? Do high sugar, high fat foods rewire our brains? Researchers randomly assigned 49 people without excess weight to consume a high fat, high sugar yogurt or a low fat, low sugar yogurt with the same number of calories twice a day. The low fat yogurt had more protein. After 8 weeks, those assigned to the high-fat, high-sugar yogurt expressed a decreased performance for low-fat pudding. They also had a greater MRI response in some parts of the brain while both anticipating and consuming a milkshake. What to do? It's much too early to know if high-fat, high-sugar foods rewire the brain's reward circuits to want more fatty sweets or if they just change our taste preferences. But keeping a lid on fatty sweets, like ice cream, cookies, cupcakes, donuts, cinnamon rolls, and muffins, can't hurt. What's on your plate? 10 Steps to a Healthy Heart Diet by Bonnie Liebman. Not sure which food protects or harms the blood vessels that feed your heart and brain? Here's a rundown of the American Heart Association's 10 recommendations to cut the risk of heart attack, stroke, heart failure, and maybe type 2 diabetes, memory loss, kidney disease, and more. The big picture. The big message here is that we're focusing on dietary patterns, not individual foods or nutrients, says Alice H. Lichtenstein, who chaired the HHA committee that issued the guidelines. Two examples of heart-healthy dietary patterns, a Mediterranean diet and a DASH, or Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension diet. Our guidelines focused on cardiovascular disease, but there's also evidence that the same dietary patterns are linked to a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, kidney disease, and cognitive decline, adds Lichtenstein, who is director of the cardiovascular nutrition team at the Jean Mayer USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging at Tufts University. They also make sense from an environmental perspective. And the advice isn't only for those with heart problems. People shouldn't think, I'll wait until I'm told I have high LDL cholesterol or high blood pressure to eat healthy, notes Lichtenstein. Because heart disease begins early in life, healthy eating should start with young children. The AHA's 10 recommendations. Number 1, adjust calories in and out to reach a healthy weight. People say, well, that advice isn't new, says Lichtenstein. Yes, but we still haven't managed to do it. Of course, people don't gain or fail to lose excess weight simply because they don't count calories or steps. Obesity is a complicated disease that researchers are still trying to understand. But it doesn't help that we're surrounded by calorie-dense food at shopping malls, movie theaters, convenience stores, ballparks, and elsewhere. Food is ubiquitous, says Lichtenstein, and you have very little over control over what's in it. A reminder for adults, with each decade you age, you need 70 to 100 fewer calories per day. Even if you stay the same weight and you're physically active, there's still a shift to fat from lean muscle mass as you age, says Lichtenstein. Fat burns fewer calories than muscle, so you're not going to need as many calories, and many people become less active when they get older. 2. Eat plenty of whole fruits and vegetables. Fruits and vegetables lower blood pressure, says Frank Sachs, professor of cardio disease prevention at the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, who also served on the Heart Association committee. In people with systolic blood pressure of 140 or higher, a diet rich in fruits and vegetables cut pressure by 7 points compared to a typical American diet. A full DASH diet, which is not only rich in fruits and vegetables, but also in other healthy foods, lowered blood pressure by 11 points. High blood pressure damages the blood vessel wall, says Sachs. That helps explain why it boosts the risk of heart attack, stroke, and heart failure. What makes fruits and vegetables such marvels? For starters, they're full of potassium, which lowers blood pressure. They're also full of cardioprotective substances like polyphenols, carotenoids, and fiber, says Sachs. But it's the whole package, not those constituents, that matters. Companies sell fruit and vegetable concentrates in a pill or powder, notes Lichtenstein. Sprinkling them on a hot fudge sundae isn't going to lower your blood pressure. Juice isn't ideal either. The data suggests that when people choose solid food, they consume fewer calories than if they drink juice, adds Lichtenstein. And filling half your plate with fruits and vegetables leaves less room for pizza, burgers, burritos, and more. That's what happens if, say, you have a fresh fruit instead of a donut for breakfast, says Sachs. 3. Go for whole, not refined grains. People who consume more whole grains than refined grains have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease, explains Lichtenstein. Part of it's due to the fiber that's naturally present in the whole grain, and part is due to the phytochemicals in whole grains, which we don't fully understand. The intact fiber in whole grains also helps with GI motility, she adds, and we're not consuming enough. But refined grains are still the default, and not just for fast food. Even if at an upscale restaurant, you rarely see whole grain bread on the table. You rarely see whole grain pasta or whole grain rice, Lichtenstein laments. Yet I suspect that most people would eat whole grains if restaurants serve them. 4. Pick healthy proteins. That means mostly plants. Plant proteins have higher amounts of healthy unsaturated fat and lower amounts of the saturated fat we would be limiting, says Lichtenstein. Nuts and beans lower LDL cholesterol in clinical trials, likely due to the healthy fats in nuts and soy and the soluble fiber in beans. And choosing plant proteins is better for the environment, adds Lichtenstein. Animal foods, especially beef, have a larger carbon footprint than beans or nuts. And then low-fat or fat-free instead of full-fat dairy. Clinical trials show that dairy fat raises LDL cholesterol, says Sachs, and LDL cholesterol is a direct cause of heart disease. How? LDL gets into the artery wall and sparks a response that leads to cholesterol-rich plaque in the arteries, he explains, and that causes inflammation and cardiovascular disease. Heard that only small LDL is harmful? In good studies, large and small LDL work the same, says Sachs. They both cause plaque to build up in the arteries. Bonus, low-fat or fat-free dairy supplies the same potassium, calcium, and other nutrients as full-fat dairy for fewer calories. There's no advantage to consuming full-fat dairy, says Lichtenstein. The evidence that it leads to greater satiety is weak. Seafood. People who eat at least 2 servings of fish per week have a lower risk of heart attack, stroke, and heart failure. That's partly because fish, especially fatty fish like salmon or sardines, are rich in polyunsaturated omega-3 fats, and partly because the fish replaces red meat. If you eat meat or poultry, choose lean cuts and avoid processed meats. Red meat is high in saturated fat and low in unsaturated fat, says Lichtenstein. Poultry is better, but it's not as good as seafood or plant protein. And processed meats like bacon, sausage, hot dogs, and ham raise the risk of colorectal cancer, says the International Agency for Research on Cancer. 5. Use liquid plant oils. Why replace saturated fats like butter, lard, and coconut, palm, and palm kernel oils with unsaturated plant oils like canola, olive, sunflower, and soybean? In the 1970s, intervention trials reported a lower risk of heart outcomes like heart attacks when they substituted unsaturated fat for saturated fat, says Lichtenstein. These days, studies look at the impact of fats on LDL instead. The higher the LDL cholesterol, the higher the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and other cardiovascular agents, says Lichtenstein. And we know from drug studies using statins that lowering LDL cholesterol cuts the risk of those events. 6. Choose minimally processed foods. So far, ultra-processed foods have been linked to a higher risk of heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and weight gain. The data are extraordinarily consistent, says Lichtenstein. But most studies can't be certain that ultra-processed foods, and not something else about the people who eat them, often explain the links to disease. Still, ultra-processed foods are more likely to be unhealthy. Many are high in refined carbohydrates like white flour and sugar, notes Lichtenstein. 7. Minimize added sugars. Studies have linked added sugars to cardiovascular disease, says Sachs, and sugary beverages lead to weight gain in clinical trials. Other carbohydrates like whole grains and whole fruit have fiber and a better nutrient package, says Sachs. Added sugars have nothing but calories. 8. Look for little or no salt. Cutting sodium from 3,300 milligrams a day to 1,500 milligrams lowers systolic blood pressure by 7 points. That's if you're eating a typical American diet. Cutting sodium and eating a DASH diet is comparable to taking blood pressure-lowering medicine, says Sachs. The combination lowered blood pressure by 11.5 points in people who started with systolic pressure of 140 or higher and by 7 points in others. The catch? It's not just the salt shaker. People may think, I don't add much salt at the table or when cooking, says Lichtenstein, but we get a tremendous amount of sodium from processed and packaged foods. 9. If you drink alcohol, limit your intake. Until recently, studies reported that people who had 1 or 2 drinks a day had a lower risk of heart attack and stroke than non-drinkers, but stronger evidence has eroded those findings. The data suggests that one should not consume alcohol to lower the risk of cardiovascular disease, says Lichtenstein. How did earlier studies get it wrong? Light or moderate drinkers were more likely to exercise, eat a healthy diet, avoid excess weight, or have higher incomes than others. And non-drinkers may have included people who stopped drinking because of illness. What's more, says the American Heart Association, even if light drinking did protect the heart, alcohol's impact on injuries, violence, digestive diseases, infectious diseases, pregnancy outcomes, and cancer would outweigh any benefit. 10. Follow this advice wherever you eat. It's not only what you buy in a supermarket and prepare at home that matters, notes Lichtenstein. For many of us, the majority of our food is made outside the home. Yet the same advice applies whether you're eating out, having food delivered, getting meal kits that you prepare at home, or cooking at home. And most restaurant food is notoriously high in salt, refined carbs, and calories. Expect roughly 1,300 calories in a typical sit-down restaurant meal, not including appetizer, drink, or dessert. And now a recipe from the healthy cook, Kate Sherwood. Picnic anytime. Need a quick salad for a summertime picnic or potluck? The beauty of this one, a quick soak in a little vinegar and sugar takes the sting out of the red onion and changes its color to a lovely pink. Mango rice salad. Ingredients, a quarter cup diced red onion, 3 tablespoons rice vinegar, a half teaspoon brown sugar, 2 cups cooked brown rice, cooled, 1 teaspoon grapeseed or other neutral tasting oil, 1 cup diced mango, 1 cup diced cucumber, 15 sprigs cilantro, chopped, 2 sprigs mint, chopped, 1 red Fresno chili, minced, optional, 1 green serrano chili, thinly sliced, 1/4 cup roasted unsalted peanuts, chopped, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt. In a small bowl, combine the onion, vinegar, and 1/2 teaspoon brown sugar. Let sit for 10 minutes to lightly pickle, then drain. In a large bowl, toss the rice with the oil until coated. Toss with the pickled onion and the mango, cucumber, cilantro, mint, chili peppers, and peanuts. Season with salt. Serves 4. Spread in the News, The Best Nut Butters and Beyond by Lindsay Moyer and Marlena Koch. Nowadays, nut butters range from nothing but nuts to hazelnut-laced sugar and oil spreads. Then there are the no-nut spreads, which coax butter out of everything from sunflower seeds to, crushed cookies. Here's our guide to what matters. For our take on the latest spreadables, look no further. 1. Get most healthy fats. It's a no-brainer. We're talking nuts and seeds, so plenty of butters fit the bill. Best Bites have no more than 3 grams of saturated or unhealthy fat per 2 tablespoon serving. That means most butters that contain just nuts or seed, plus salt maybe, qualify. That limit also lets in some no-stir butters. They can add only a touch of sat fat from palm, coconut, or other oils that stay solid at room temperatures, which keeps the spreads from separating. To maximize your dose of heart-healthy polyunsaturated fats, bypass cashew butter in favor of peanut, almond, or just about any other. 2. Minimize added sugar. Nuts are delicious on their own, so Best Bite butters have no added sugar. Most better than that can have up to 3 grams or less than a teaspoon. Most unflavored nut butters have no more than that, but don't be duped by flavored spreads, Nutella, Trader Joe's cocoa almond spread, and 365 organic hazelnut cocoa spread contain more added sugar, 17 to 19 grams, than nuts. 2 better bets for chocolate lovers, Yummy Peanut Butter & Company Dark Chocolatey Dreams or Soum Dark Chocolate Tahini with Sea Salt. Each adds just 6 grams, about 1.5 teaspoons, of sugar. 3. Don't sweat the sodium. Better Bites add no salt. But let's say you want some. Just a dash of sodium is enough to get a great taste. Take Smucker's Naturally Chunky Peanut Butter. 2 tablespoons have only 95 milligrams, 4% of a day's worth of sodium. In fact, few butters top 150 milligrams. 4. Consider protein. Want a little plant protein from your schmear? Cashew or oat butter isn't the best. Each typically has just 2 to 4 grams of protein in 2 tablespoons instead of the 6 to 8 grams in peanut, almond, soy, or sunflower butter. And spreads that replace some of their nuts with sugar and oil, like Nutella, or all of the nuts with cookies, like Lotus Biscoff cookie butter, have a measly 1 or 2 grams of protein. 5. Peanut butter or almond. Almonds have slightly more fiber, magnesium, calcium, and vitamin E, but peanuts are no slouch in the nutrient department. And a jar of almond costs about twice as much as peanut. Both are better bites, so let your taste buds, or wallet, guide you. What's no different? Calories. Almond, peanut, and other nut butters are similar, around 180 to 200 calories per serving. Heard that almonds have roughly 20 to 25% fewer calories than scientists thought? That's not true for pureed almonds. It applies to whole almonds because many people don't chew them well. 6. Don't fear hydrogenated oil. Skippy creamy peanut butter contains hydrogenated vegetable oil. That's not the same as partially hydrogenated oil, the infamous artificial trans fat that the FDA banned years ago. Hydrogenated means fully hydrogenated. That's a saturated oil, much like the palm or coconut oil in natural no-stir nut butters, and nut butters don't have very much. And now, for some different kinds of nut butters to try. Pea nut butter. New protein butters don't turn peanut or almond butter into chicken breast. We're talking 9 or 10 grams of protein in every 2 tablespoons instead of the usual 6 to 8 grams. Does that matter? It might if your meal, say a peanut butter and banana sandwich, has little protein elsewhere, but maybe not if you're only having a snack, like an apple with peanut butter. Here's what you're getting and paying. Skippy Protein. It's peanut butter blended with enough pea protein to hit 10 grams per serving. We paid $4.50 for a 14-ounce jar, about $1.50 more than regular Skippy. PB Fit added protein spreads. Again, pea protein brings the peanut spreads total to 10 grams per serving. The label's 42% more protein sounds more impressive than 3 grams more protein. But it costs up to twice as much as Skippy protein. And a 16-ounce jar of PB Fit's almond spread, 9 grams of protein, hits $14. RX. All of the company's almond and peanut spreads add dried egg whites instead of pea protein and dates instead of some or all of the sugar. They're no cheaper than PB Fit. Top seeds. Allergic to peanuts or almonds but want a butter that delivers healthy fats and just as much protein? You have two options. Sunflower. Sun butter is not only free of peanuts and tree nuts, it's processed in facilities without them. Bonus, sunflower butter has more folate, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin E than peanut butter. Soy. Wow butter turns toasted soybeans, oil, sugar, and salt into near nut butter. Too bad it's not as easy to find in stores as sun butter. Check online. Powder pros and cons. Powdered nut butters like PB2 and PB Fit are made of nuts that have been pressed to remove much of their oil. To prepare, mix with a little water. Each serving has a decent dose of plant protein, 4 to 9 grams, for a fraction of the calories, 50 to 70, but less of that creamy texture. That said, a spoonful easily blends protein and a nutty flavor into smoothies, and powders sure beat reduced fat spreads like Skippy Reduced Fat or Better in Peanut Butter, which replace some healthy nut fat with refined carbs like corn syrup solids, rice syrup, or tapioca syrup. Spread in oats. Oathouse granola butter replaces nuts with finely ground oats. The downsides, fats. Olive oil, good, plus coconut oil, bad, pushes the sat fat above nut butter territory. Protein. Oats instead of nuts means just 2 or 3 grams in a 2 tablespoon serving. Added sugar. Most varieties have enough maple syrup to add 4 or 5 grams of sugar per serving. Price. It'll cost you some $10 to $13 for a 12-ounce jar. The upsides? Got allergies? It's peanut-free. Taste. The original tastes like an oatmeal cookie. Cinnamon, cardamom, allspice, and ginger. Dish of the month. Sesame ginger slaw. Puree half cup pineapple with a quarter cup mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons tahini, 2 tablespoons rice vinegar, 1 tablespoon grated ginger, 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1 teaspoon toasted sesame oil. Toss with 4 cups coleslaw mix. Serves 4. We've run out of time for today's episode of Nutrition News. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jackie Marino, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Nutrition News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.